Welcome to On Safety. I'm John Larson. Today with me, we have Chief of Police Doug Roberts from Missouri University of Science and Technology. Welcome, Doug.
Hi, thanks.
So great to have you here. Coming up is St. Pat's Day, and that is a big deal here on the campus of S&T. I got to witness it last year, and there's sure a whole heck of a lot going on. What are you doing in preparation for this event?
So we've already started in communications with our local law enforcement partners here with Rolla Police Department, starting to set up the plans for the parade, the different functions that happen on campus before the parade, and the after parade party that seems to be on campus. I've not been part of this campus before. I did visit St. Patrick's Day last year during my interview process to see what it was like. I did notice that seems more of the problems had to do with older people and not necessarily the students, but I will be on campus. I will be working with my department and our partners in the local law enforcement to try to keep this as safe and secure while letting the people that are enjoying the festivities have a good time.
Would you say this is heavily focused on crowd control then?
I would say crowd control and general safety and security.
And what are some of the things that you look out for just in general safety? If you know there's a big population coming down a street or if there's curbs or, you know, are there things that stand out?
I'm looking for people that are in a condition where they might be a danger to themselves or someone else. Try to prevent them, get them in a safe position, get them safe and secure. Make sure nobody's causing any damage to anybody else's property or to anybody else's person. So, you know, watching buildings, watching vehicles. Paying attention to crowd control is obviously a big element because large groups tend to cause damage when they're moving in concert. So you pay attention to that and you try to keep them going and doing what law enforcement wants them to do. And I think just general observation, paying attention to the groups and helping people with directions, helping people get what they need to do to get in a safe position.
After the event in Boston during the marathon, that obviously brought wide-scale awareness to public functions like St. Pat's Day. From your point of view, what are you looking for keeping the bad guys at bay?
So a law enforcement presence in itself is going to be a deterrent. Working with all of the different law enforcement entities in this area, so you'll have elements from the Highway Patrol, the County Sheriff's Department, Rolla Police Department, our department, and other support elements that will be very visible in the town, on the campus, throughout the St. Patrick's Day holiday. So I think the visibility part of it is a major component to the deterrent. So that will be one thing that you'll see on campus and in the community during St. Patrick's, and you probably always seen. I'm probably not going to throw anything more at you than you already haven't seen for the holiday. I will say that law enforcement are typically looking for anything suspicious, anything that doesn't look like it belongs, and paying attention. Obviously, with, like you mentioned, the different events that have happened in this country, packages, unchecked packages, things that are left unattended will bring some law enforcement attention to it. There'll be plans for dealing with those types of situations as they are coming up during the festivities.
Well, we certainly hope everybody enjoys St. Patrick's Day here. And Doug, thanks so much. Great to have you here.
Thank you. Have a good day.